Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
John begins with the sixth chapter at the 56th verse. Jesus said to his disciples, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. And when many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" And Jesus said, being aware that his disciples were complaining about things, he said to them, "Well, does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but among you there are some who do not believe. For God knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one who would betray him. And so he said, 'For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father.' Now many of his disciples turned back and no longer wished to go with him. So Jesus turned and he said to the 12, 'Do you also wish to go away?' But Simon Peter replied to Jesus, 'Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God, the gospel of the Lord.'"
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. You may have noticed that the Gospels for the last several Sundays are following right along in the Gospel of John. And they connect with each other. And last week we heard this. We heard, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Well, the disciples could hardly believe their ears. They could not believe what Jesus was saying, and so some of them said, "Whoa, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" It wasn't hard to understand what Jesus was teaching. To be sure, the disciples may have not understood everything completely, but they understood it well enough. And the disciples were right. Jesus' teaching was indeed hard to accept. And his response to their complaint was pretty tough too. He said what he had to say offended those who heard it, but as hard as his words were to hear and accept, we say his words were spirit and they were life. His words were the last straw for many of those who followed him as a disciple. Easy enough to understand, but oh, that teaching was hard to accept. The truth was just a little bit too much to take, and so they turned and walked away. What was it that Jesus said they couldn't accept or handle? They could not accept Christ's incarnation. That is, that he is the Son of Man who for us and humanity and our salvation came down from heaven and was made human, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered, and died. God becoming man. You know, that's just a hard thing to get your hands around. And even harder to accept as part of this incarnational reality, Jesus Christ offers his very real body and blood to consume for the life of the world. And that's a tough teaching. Who can accept it? You know, we here, we're Lutherans, and so we pride ourselves that we hold fast to the words that Jesus teaches, that His Holy Supper, in His Holy Supper, we indeed eat His true body and blood, not only according to His divinity, but according to His humanity. And for this reason, Lutherans early in our history were called cannibals. We do not hold that we grossly eat human flesh, actually tearing Christ's body with our teeth. We maintain according to His word that it is His true body, even according to His human nature, that we take into our mouths when we eat the bread and drink the wine of that sacramental and mysterious way, receiving from Him forgiveness and life. We, of course, the Lutheran Church stands distinct, and there's the rest of Protestantism out there. And most Protestants understand what Jesus said to His disciples here, but they don't accept this word either. For them, it's not reasonable to believe that what is received is true body and true blood, and that Christ's flesh is real food that brings immortality to us. Thus, they understand, but do not accept the hard teaching of our Lord, and consequently, they turn away. As Lutherans, we recall what is taught in the Lutheran Small Catechism. And it reads in part, I believe that I cannot by my own reason and strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. Yet we know many Protestants, though they clearly understand what Jesus has said, they don't accept it. They turn away from our Lord and falsely teach that man is freely able to choose Jesus Christ as Savior. They teach that people are not hogtied by sin, death, and the devil. They teach that people are free agents and are able to make free choices. But the Bible teaches us that humanity has been made captive to sin, death, and the devil through the fall into sin. And thus, like prisoners, they have no freedom to make decisions. Instead, God has made a decision for you and me, and He has chosen to send His Son into this world to save us in this world. He sent His Son to save us from sin. He chose to save the world, and even before it was plunged into the darkness of sin. There's that old phrase that we Lutherans like, salvation comes through God's grace alone, and that has meaning. You know, Lutherans face a challenge. We clearly understand what God says, but sometimes we listen to it and we have a little trouble accepting it. How is it that if God clearly wants all people to be saved and He alone can create and sustain that faith, why is it then that some people go the other way? Why is it that some are saved and others are not? We could wrongly jump to the conclusion that it must be some favorable disposition in us, that God sees something in us that changes this equation. This goes against what our Lord Christ taught us. The Lord alone saves. Man does not turn towards God. God turns towards man himself and creates faith here. Even Luther could not peer behind that door. He had to say that we must leave some things to the inscrutable and impenetrable mind of God. Some things just have to be taken in faith. It's a hard teaching. And we ask ourselves again, who can accept it? As modern day Christians, all too often we understand what the Lord has said and what He wants us to do with our lives. And all too often we find His words hard to accept. We know His word and will for us is true, but we want to walk away in disbelief. We are called upon to obey the laws of our government, but how often do we go a few miles more over the speed limit because no, everybody is doing it? Anybody been on I-80 lately? Anybody done the speed limit? Anybody watched the trucks and everybody whipping past? We say the day of judgment is not far away. It's right down there on the bridge as you cross I-80. Mr. LeClaire will collect your penance for you. Well, I'll tell you, that's the way it is. I read an article recently on the interstate and how people just buzz along there no matter what the speed limit. They just go however they're going to go. And you know, that's sort of the way it is in life. We know what the law is, but we're going to do it our own way. How often do we bend our own conscience and break the law as long as nobody sees what we're doing and there's no cop beside the road? After all, the government doesn't know what it's doing. We're right and they're wrong, we think to ourselves. And within the church, where we supposedly understand the forgiveness of sin, how often do we see a sinner and we just want to beat him up? Forgiveness, too, is easy to understand, but sometimes it's so hard for us to accept, to forgive someone else. I was with my kids yesterday, grandkids, and one daughter got mad at the other, and she was mad for half a day, couldn't forgive. But that's a little kid. You think when we get older it gets better, but sometimes it doesn't. We hang on to that anger in us. Each one of us comes to a place before the Lord, and we say, Lord, man, this is a hard teaching you've given me. How do I accept it? Each one of us faces a different challenge in our faith and Christian life. The challenge you face and the challenge I face, well, it's different. And when we meet that challenge, aren't we sort of like Joshua in our Old Testament lesson where he calls to the people of Israel and says this, now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your forefathers, the ones who worshiped before the river, beyond the river in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. But Joshua continues, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. When we are faced by challenges to our faith, the Lord says to us, follow me, I'll show you the way. Our Lord understands us, maybe better than we understand ourselves. That's why he gave his life on a cross for us. Though he was rejected on the cross, he still opened his arms in acceptance of all people. Through his death on the cross, we have life, graciously given to us through faith, which itself is a gift from God. Our Lord accepts us, though we often fall short. That's why he continues to come to us even today, giving himself to us in this holy meal. He understands that we on our own have a tough time accepting his word and will, or living that will out in our lives. Yet he gives us a new spirit. He renews that spirit within us, his Holy Spirit that enables us to believe him and love him, as well as to love and forgive the others around us. You know, we sing, create in us a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within us. And you know, that's exactly what Jesus does. His Spirit brings us to our knees, recognizing our own sin and understanding the forgiveness that has come to us as a gift. As the people were leaving, Jesus taking off, turning away, he turned and he asked his disciples a question. He said, do you want to leave too? Do you? And the apostle Peter answered him, Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe that you are the Holy One of God. And so this is our confession of faith, because we know that the words of our Lord are indeed spirit and life. And though we don't always understand everything and understand Him, we know He looks inside and understands us. And though we don't always accept Him, He unconditionally accepts us, forgives us, and grants us eternal life. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.